God be all the glory. Welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, the parent division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory. Come on, y'all. Yes. Let's get the party started. Here we go. Thank you.
With some problems tonight, but I came to tell you all you gotta do is give it to the Lord. I don't care what you left your house or in your car with. If you learn how to pray, yeah. It said men ought to always pray and not faint. I dare you to get up on your feet and say, it's still working. I don't pull yourself proud to be a person. If you learn how to pray, say, I'm our Father, which I can have and how I want to be on you. I like this. Now, you might be standing next to somebody and you don't know what they've been going through. But when I think about the goodness of Jesus, I'm about to have church right by myself. Is that all right? I want you to lift your voice and talk to the person next to you and guarantee them that prayer is
Jesus.
Yeah.
When all hope was gone, you loved me.
You gave me a
that song.
You gave me a song that you love.
Now I know I can go on.
Now I can go on, but you love.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's a mystery in how bad she cheats.
The nights that I've got you love.
When I should have got you love.
Lord, I'll never know why. But I'm grateful, Jesus.
It's a mystery in how bad she cheats.
Hallelujah.
When all hope was gone, you love.
Lord, you gave me a song.
You gave me a song that you loved.
I'll never forget you, Jesus.
Now I can go on, because you love.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery in me now that I see Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. And now I know.
My real name.
Your love is everlasting.
My real name.
Thank you, Jesus.
What remains to love?
Your love endureth forever. Thank you, Jesus.
To love.
No one can love me like you do, Jesus.
To love.
Love you, Jesus. You hold me. And you keep me. Yes, you do, Jesus. You wipe the tears. Whatever you're searching for, you don't have to look any further. The love of Jesus is all you need, GP.
Please come to me now.
healing in the season. Please,
no healing without me.
No, 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 no.
No.
And he saved me.
I need a miracle. He blessed me when life was unbearable. He saved me.
In my enemy,
pray for defeat. God help me.
Patience, patience,
patience.
Failure to
victory.
Failure to victory. My life was in shadows, and he held me. The pain was so terrible. And he healed me.
My life was in
guess who was?
He healed me. The pain was so terrible.
So terrible. In my
God help me.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll travel near and far. Say, for your glory.
To God be all the glory. Once again, welcome to the Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. This is the Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, the parent division of the KPF family. Let's give God some glory one more time, y'all. Hallelujah. Come on now. Yes, sir. Wanna be where you are. To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Yes, yes, yes. Ah, at the present time, the woman of God, she is not here to pray us in as always, but I will do the prayer this evening. Amen. Father God, we say thank you, Lord, for your hedge of protection that you put around us on today. Thank you, Lord, for your love and kindness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Most importantly, Father God, we say thank you for waking us up this morning. Give us another chance to get right before you and right before the kingdom. Now, Lord, as I decrease, let your Shekinah glory overshadow me and present your word to your people. May the word that's come forth from tonight, may it convict the hearts and minds of those that's listening now and download later, so that he or she will be convicted, be set free from captivity. And we ask all these things, Father God, from your Son, Jesus' name we pray. And let the redeemed say, amen. Ooh. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. So tonight we're coming from two scriptures of the Bible, one Old Testament and one New Testament. And it's just ironic when tonight one of the chapters in the scriptures that we come from is Psalms 23. And I still can reflect back to my first time coming back into the church. Like I said, they had a Bible study and they was reciting, I forgot what scripture they were reciting. But the one that they said, you don't know Psalms 23? And I keep telling, I tell everybody, I don't know no scripture. Amen? And that's not my mama's fault. That's not my grandma's fault. That ain't nobody's fault but mine. So as I've been preaching all this week, to let you know, your grandmother faith or your mother faith or your father faith is not your faith. You have to develop your own faith. So tonight, we're coming from 1 John chapter 1. verse 6 to 10. And then we're going to shoot back to Psalms 23, verse number 6. And tonight's title is, Are You Living in Truth or Deception? Are you living in truth or deception? Now, we have to understand that that applies to both believers and non-believers. Yes. There's some believers out there that's living in deception and some living in truth. Just like some men and women, guys that, who say they don't believe, but they believe what's right and right and what's wrong is wrong, they could be living a Christian life and don't even know it. Think about that for a moment. You could be living a Christian life and don't even know it. But only what separates you and solidify you for living in such a Christian life, you can believe or say you believe all you want. But if you haven't not, if you haven't been baptized in your so-called faith of what you believe, then I can't help you with that. Because the Lord said everyone must be baptized in spirit and in truth. And you know what? I should have added that in there, but I had that in there later on in the service. Because it's just, woof. It's important that we know our truth. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give y'all about 60 seconds to go forth and find those two scriptures. Uh-huh. Yes, Lord. And you are doing so. I will play for that minute. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs in the gospel. I never would have made it. I know they done played that a lot. Nobody's Great from the Song Mission. Play the first minute of that until you guys get the scripture.
I climbed into the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around, down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find you till you come back. Till your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you.
To God be the glory, hallelujah. That's well over a minute. Amen. So tonight we're coming from 1 John chapter 1 verses 6 to 10, and then we're going to shoot back up to Psalms 23 verse number 6. And 1 John reads thus, it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Let me pause right there. I was discussing, about a year or two, about maybe 2 years back, and had a discussion with an evangelist, and the person made a statement that her pastor, or their pastor, I should say, don't commit sin. And if you're a man, you will commit a sin whether you know it or not sometimes. And some constantly you do it and don't even know it. But if a person say that he or she don't commit no sin, they lying to themselves and they lying to you. Amen? They're lying two streets. And I always say be careful of where you get your bread from, because some of these pastors out here, they like to use the deception tactic. They like to see what was needed in the area and use that to their advantage. But not going to the area is what does the Lord says. Now, when a person establishes a church or builds a church or starts a church, he or she should have the message from the Lord as to where they should do it. Not to do it where it be economically sound for them, but for it can be spiritually sound for those that's in the area. And I know most, especially in the Bible book, some of these churches are in certain places because they want to be economically sound from that area, not worry about what's the area needs. Now I know in New Jersey, you know, I know the law is different down here in Georgia from last time I was here in the 90s, but they say it's changed. Like my sister was saying that, you know, if a person trespass or walk on a person's property without any authority, they have the right to shoot you. And I'm like, okay. And there's hardly ever any sidewalks in some of these towns and some of these cities in the state of Georgia. But I know in New Jersey, just about every city you go to, whether it's a suburbs or the city, there are sidewalks. And this is a public sidewalk. Even though a person might own a house, they don't own the sidewalk. The sidewalk is a public spot. And you can walk up to people's houses and ring the doorbell. That's not considered trespassing. But down here in the state of Georgia, it's different. And if I was comfortable enough, until I see the legality of it, because, I mean, even though I'm with the Lord, but he gave me wisdom enough to respect what's Caesar's. In other words, what's the government's. Amen? So I wouldn't have a problem going door to door and trying to spread the word. And I said it before, I give homage to the Jehovah's Witnesses who every Saturday they like to ring the people's doorbells. Every Saturday, bing bong, bing bong. But here's one thing that caught my attention in the scripture. And I'm not going to bypass it. And this is the biggest problem in the church and outside the church. He said, if we say that we have fellowship with him, he's talking about if we have fellowship with God. If we have fellowship with Christ and we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. And the truth is Christ. The truth is God. But if we live in darkness, one minute we're doing something holy, the next minute we're doing something we have no business doing. Or we have some strife with somebody or beef with somebody and we hold it over and we count them against them. Because the Lord said, bless those who persecute you, bless and curse not. And then on top of that, the word says, you know, gotta turn the other cheek. If he smite one cheek, let him smite the other cheek. And that's not deep enough. Then the Lord says we have to forgive people 70 times 7. That's a long time, man. That's a long time. That's 490 times that you can forgive a person. But if they still haven't learned, and you still haven't learned 489 times of forgiving them from all the things that they've done, but who keeps count? Who keep count? If you even enough to keep count, then you have enough to begin it. Pray and keep it moving. Pray for you and pray for the individual that they get better at what he or she does or what he or she is doing. That they were better than themselves and just as much as you were better yourself. Again, the question is, are you living the truth or are you living the deception? And that's mainly going to the saints. It was one movie called Flowers in the Attic. And the majority of the movie is taking place in the home of the woman's mother, her mother. And she got her kids, which is her mother's grandkids, living in the attic. And the mother is so holy, but she was so evil. Evil. Wearing black. Every time you see her, she's wearing black, got the Bible in her hand. And I was talking about the Lord this and Lord that, but she was doing evil things. And then please know and understand that just as much as Christ and God know the word, so does Satan. Remember, he used to be in heaven. So it's important for you to know your own word for yourself and develop a relationship, an intimate relationship with the Most High. And have yourself prepared for all the structures and principalities that was written in Ephesians 6. You got to be equipped with the right equipment. A bullet, a cannon, a knife, or all this other stuff is not going to do it. If you're not walking by faith, and but you walk in the sight, it's not going to do it. But if you walk by faith and not by sight, you have a strong possibility of defeating the foe. And like the word said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And this is the reason why. We're going to continue on. Let's find out the reason why. He said, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Verse number 8. If we see that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm going to reverse them again. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, y'all hit me every day. I came a long way. Woo! When I said I came a long way, I came a long way. But I still got a long way to go. Why? Because none of us from the pulpit to the door is perfect. What we stand up in front of you in the churches and giving you what thus saith the Lord is because we're just like David. We know the word and we try daily, every day, not mess up living by the word, but we are not perfect. It happens that we do mess up, but we know how to cleanse ourselves from that mess up and pray that it doesn't happen again. Amen. And that's cleansing is confessing our sins. I say it all the time. Everyone got demons. Everybody got that one thing just telling them to do something they shouldn't have been doing when they shouldn't even think about it or want to do or anything. You have to confess your sins to God Almighty. Man cannot redeem you from your sins. If so, Christ will never came on earth to redeem us. We have people in place that will pray for you and help pray for you and help you to develop your own type of prayer of going before the throne of glory and telling the God what it is that you need. But As is written in the book of John, not First John, but the book of John, chapter 4, verse 24, it says, and then, mind you, this is Christ speaking. This is the word speaking. He said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Not just in spirit, but in spirit and in truth. Now, some of us might get the spirit part, and some of us might just get the truth part. But you got to mix them together because they come hand in hand. They come hand in hand. You have to worship in the spirit and the truth. And as you worship in the spirit and the truth, you have to go before the throne of glory in spirit of the truth. And some of us, you can't water down the truth. You can't take something out the truth. You got to come in with the plain truth. This is why some people get help and some people don't, because they go before the throne of glory in spirit and in truth. They're going not wanting, but they're going transparently. wholeheartedly in faith. Come on, somebody. Then let me wrap it up right here, 1 John. Go back to 1 John. And verse 10 says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. And we already know that God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man that he should lie. That's just Numbers in Book of Numbers, number 16. If I'm not mistaken, is it number 16 and 19? Where it says that. Let me go there right quick. I believe it's Numbers 16 and 19. No, 16, 19. Get this. Is it 6 and 19? I know it's in the book of Numbers. Give me one second. See, God. Whew. Oh, Numbers 23 and 19. Jesus. Okay. Now, Numbers 23 and 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Now, they're talking about the son of man. The son of man is who? Christ. And then we already talk about Christ in the book of Numbers. Generations before he would come on earth. Generations. You know how many generations? That's talking about like my great-great-great-grandfather and then come down to me to my great-great-grandkids and I'm on grandkids. That's a lot of generations. It's a lot of time coming in between. I don't care how young the person may start. That's still a lot of years in between. So God is not a man that he should lie. So who's the lie? The lie is you. This is why you have to ask yourself, are you living in truth or are you living in deception? And let's understand what deception is before we go any further. We all know what truth is. Now, deception is a thing that deceives, the action of deceiving someone. Right? And in case people don't know how to be deceived, there a lot of us been deceived before, I'm sure. But what is being deceived? Deceive means to believe something that is not true, typically in order to gain some personal advantage. Okay, well, it says give a mistaken impression. All right, how about this one? Fail to admit to oneself that something is true. And being living in deception is more like all three of what I just said about being deceived. And all deception is the action of being deceived. Come on, y'all. If you're being deceived and you're deceiving yourself and you're out there deceiving others. Now, I'm not talking bad about my brothers and sisters, but come on now. You can't possibly be my brothers and sisters when you're a wolf in sheep clothing. I'm just saying. Because the last time I checked in 1 Peter, I'm a royal priesthood. And how the royal priesthood go is the Godhead, the king, then the prince. Right? Now, the last time I checked, God is God. God is the Godhead. And who the king is? The king is Jesus. And the prince is Satan. So what do I fit in that category? If I'm being known before Christ because he came to save me and to redeem me, then that means my head is above Satan. But at the between that time, you don't know who you are. You don't know the truth of your self-worth or what kind of royalty you are. you will belittle yourself, and Satan will help you to do so. So notice and know who and what you are. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Don't let that go by. You need to ask yourself every day, before you leave, in the middle of the day, and at the end of the day, are you living in truth or deception? Because the throne of glory, the man that came from off his throne, came down on earth through his own creation, just to redeem his creation, because we fail to do so on a daily basis. Preachers didn't start in the 20th century, or the 21st century, or the 17th century, or the 18th century. Preachers been around in the BCs, and they too has failed. But Christ came to redeem man, so there won't be no type of failure ever again. But yet, we still continue to fail. When he gave us a scapegoat through repentance, we still fail. We still fail. And people want you to make you think that Christianity is such a harsh and boring thing. No, you can still have fun. He said, whatever you do, do out of moderation. And if you follow what thus said the Lord, he'll give you desires of your heart. Let me say it even better, because I say it every night. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Huh? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Then what is these things? Everybody don't have the same thing. But whatever it may be, it will be added unto you. It will be added because he's going to give us our supplication. The word said, the birds don't worry about eating. They don't have to go to no supermarket like we do. They don't have to worry about electricity. They don't have to worry about heat. It's already being supplied. The grass don't have to worry about you getting your hose out and watering it, unless it's on your front lawn. But it's amazing, there's trees that's living around. Been living around for the last 2,000 years. And you know, trees need water and the sun to survive. So if we taking care of the grass and the trees and the bugs and everything else, what more are you going to do for you? That's if you're living under what his kingdom and his righteousness is. So it's important for what does say the Lord. He said, are you living in the truth or deception? Are you living in truth or deception? And I used to ask the people I used to date, would you want to be happy or you want to be content and comfortable? A lot of people would rather be content and comfortable. They don't want to worry about money. They want to make sure they get this and got that, but they're not happy. And I know a lot of people just like that right now. They got everything that I would like to have, but they don't have what I have. I got happiness. To God be the glory. Would they want to switch with me? I know they would want to switch, but would I want to switch with them? Oh, hell no. No, 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 no. Took me a long time to get here, and I'm staying here. To God be the glory. Then let me wrap it up with Psalms 23:6. Now, Psalm 23:6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord for what? Forever. I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord while I'm on earth, breathing oxygen and living inside my flesh. And I'm going to breathe and live in the house of the Lord when I come out my flesh. Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Or you want to say vice versa. To be present with the Lord is to be absent with the body. However you want to put it, I got to be absent from my body to be present with the Lord. But in the meantime, I let his Shekinah glory rain on me, overshadowing my flesh in my personal and sinful wants and lusts. Because I don't live in that anymore. I used to. Now I live by what thus saith the Lord. The only thing that I wanted to do myself, and that's not really myself, is go to the restroom. Come on, somebody. But let me say this and say more. Examine thyself. Are you living in truth or are you living in deception? To God be the glory. Father God, I said thank you for Lord for using me to be an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven. I thank you, Lord, for using me to be an ambassador to your people and to those that are lost and looking to be set free, and those that claim they set free, not living freely. Now, Lord, I actually let those that's listening now and going to download later, let the word that came in my mouth and the meditation of my heart that was be accepted to thy sight. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer, let it be overshadowing to them and be convicting to them, Lord, that he or she may come back to you and seeking to be freely of being captive and living in sin, living in lies, living in lust, living in bewilderness, living in confusion, living in not knowing what's right from wrong. Let them come back to you now, Lord. And the gates of heaven is open. For the Lord says, for whosoever will, let them come. The doors is always open. And we ask these, Father God, right now, cover them with the blood. Keep them. And Lord, as we go and turn in from thy sight off this podcast, but not leaving your sight thereafter, cover our family and our friends as they travel in the byways. Cover our neighbors that's in or abroad and around us, that surrounds us. And we ask you, Father God, to keep us throughout the night. Put your hedge of protection consistently around us. And we ask all these things, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Let the redeemed say amen. I'm grateful and thankful. Now, as for tomorrow's service, you know, tomorrow's Thanksgiving here in America. I don't know if you, the people in other countries don't celebrate it. So I don't know if we will come on or we might be on during the day. If we do decide to come on and have service, it will be well before 8 p.m. tomorrow. I will change the time sometime tomorrow morning. Amen. And we won't be on long. It will be an open mic discussing about some people. I'm trying to have some people that live here in America to see what they're doing. And have them call in and talk about what they're thankful for. Amen. And that's going to be about a half hour, maybe to an hour or whatever. Depends who calls in. When we get no calls in, we might shut it down in the 15-minute mark. Amen. So if you want to call in, see what Thanksgiving means to us here in America, call in tomorrow. Tomorrow's the time. So watch out for the notification once we come on, if you have that alive. Amen. Again, this is the Brother Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship. Apostle Brother Anthony Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship. Pastor, Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church. On behalf of the First Lady and myself and our disciples across the world, we say we love you. And remember, for we walk by faith and not by sight. And but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And knowing that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that way it happens. The only way that happens is if I let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Be blessed and be safe.